Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Third down and less than a yard inside the Jags 28. Stroud of the gun. Woody to his right. On third and short, Stroud calls for the ball. Here's the snap. CJ looking. CJ pumping and firing. The ball is tipped and it's intercepted inside the five. They're going to say dropped. Oh, they're going to say he's got it. An official comes in late and they're going to say it's picked. It was deflected along the way and picked off. And the Jags are going to stop the drive.
Just like that. The Texans fall to 0-3. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Attitude, Figgy Fig, with you on Reaction Monday. And the reaction is obviously very far from what we were hoping it would be as the Texans fall to the Jaguars at Everbank Stadium. And boy, this is not going to be too much of a fun one. Actually, you know what? I lied. We're going to try and make
it fun. It's going to be fun.
Get involved with us here on the text line, 713-572-4610. Again, 713-572-4610. At least we can commiserate together, see if we can get through this Reaction Monday. Also, appreciation to the Mocarum Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Let's just talk this out. Let's talk it out. Just give me a little woosah. In fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a little breathing exercise, all right? So if you're with me, whether you're in your car, at the office, wherever, just one time for me. Breathe in. Breathe out. All right.
It ain't helping, Figgy.
Let's
it
talk.
Ain't helping,
right, well,
man.
Let's do this. One thing, let's timestamp some things. In the 12 o'clock hour, we will give away a four-pack of tickets to see University of Houston,
right,
a good football
a
team in the city of Houston, take on Texas Tech. On October 4th.
That's going to be a game right there, man.
Huge game in the Big 12. So that one is coming down the pike. And then also, and maybe this sounds like a threat, I understand, 11:15, we should be hearing from the head coach.
Oh, that's can't miss.
D'Amico Ryans. Oh, yeah, no.
That is cannot miss, 11:15.
0-3 is you got splaining to do territory.
Yeah.
So D'Amico Ryans will hopefully do some splaining in 11 o'clock hour. Let's start here, though, with this Texans team. I have to say this. I thought this to myself midway through this game. This is a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bad football team in the Houston Texans. Now, they have pieces and they have things that could easily make you think that they're a good team. And honestly, they could at some point find their way to being a good team. But as of right now, losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that, well, we'll go through it, but they seem to want to hand you the game as much as you wanted to hand it to them. This is a bad football team, John Lopez.
This is a very bad football team. And I just want to sort of lay the groundwork here for the week, for the day, for the hour, whatever you want to say, because I think we have to understand a few things. Now, we're going to talk about this whole we're close thing during the question of the day. But let me just kind of frame it this way. Have the Texans deserved to win any of their three games? Just from the eyeball test. The answer to me is no. They haven't deserved to win any of these games.
I hate the concept of deserve, though.
No, but you know what you feel when you're watching a game. Like they're getting away with something, or boy, they're gonna escape, despite maybe not, like I said, deserving to win. However you want to define it. To me, they haven't deserved to win a single damn game.
Oh, I mean, like with the caliber of team that they should be, and honestly, like if you just go off of what they've put on paper, No, like, you just get them handling or getting handed these losses, you can absolutely go, well, I mean, you earned that. Like, this is not far off from what. Now, if they had gotten these wins, all right, you found a way to win, but we still have some bad things to talk about. And honestly, I found myself sitting here on this floor watching the game with the likes of Sean Pendergast and Clint Sterner and looking at it and going, hey, man, please just win this game. Like, we're going to have awful things to talk about because what you're doing stinks. But at least win the game, we can change. Nope. Here you are, 0-3. And the thing that is most frustrating for me, actually, I don't think I could power rank at this point. We'll figure out by the end of the show, is that that's a division game, but so many of the bad things that the Texans did, I can't chalk up to, well, you know, division games are crazy, what I mean? I can't give it to that. Like, these are things that, and again, when I talk about bad, it's the same story. Right, you have false starts that are killing drives. What up, Titus Howard? You have some of those. You have some of the most unbelievable drops.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Nico Collins, when you need it, right? You've got a punter in Tommy Townsend, like, shanking.
I didn't even mention that.
And not like playing the field position game, which is one of the few things you have in your bag when you got leaky yards coming all over in defense and you've got an offense that is not progressing the football. It just, like, all the way around, this is bad football, and it's heady bad football. It's execution bad football. It's operation bad football. It is just B-A-D. Actually, let me put it the way I like putting it. M-A-L-O bad football for the Texans right now.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about, hey, we're close. We hear that, and again, question of the day is going to be revolved around that. Not only did they not deserve to win, usually when you're close and you can feel like you're close, you see signs. There were... Correct me if I'm wrong. Where were the signs that, okay, at least they're starting to do this well, or I could see where this is going to be something that they can build? There is nothing that happened yesterday that you think, okay, at least they're doing this better. You know, everything that D'Amico has said last week and in the last couple of weeks about, you know, the process and getting in and out of the huddle and, you know, being crisp and, you know, explosive plays. Nothing made me more frustrated than when D'Amico went up there yesterday and said, well, we got explosive plays. We've had two. One of those was a complete bust by the cornerback. Well, we've had two blown plays. I mean, big explosive plays. Explosive plays. No, you haven't. Two? That's what you're talking about? Two plays? And including yesterday, you mentioned it, penalties and field position and the little things and getting in and getting in and out of the huddle and all that. This is a bad team, as you said, that is not showing any signs and has not deserved to win a single game. That is a big, big problem. That is a very big problem.
Now, of course, I think Mark Vandermeer says this, and I will agree with him in this regard. When a team is losing, especially to the likes or to the tune of 0-3, nothing that is said at a podium or any dais will make you feel better. However, this is how D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of this team, started his press conference. This was his opening statement after the loss 17-10 to the Jags.
When you have the penalties that we had to kind of knock us back a lot offensively, defensively, penalty in the end zone, you turn the ball over three times, that's tough to win in this league. It's tough enough to win, but when you put yourself in position where you're helping the opponent, like, that's just not a good recipe for winning football. So until we clean up the things we can clean up, right, then we'll and we play winning football, then we'll have a chance to turn it around. But again, man, we're close. That's what it is. We're close, but close isn't good enough. So we got to pick it up and find a way to get a win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we could do 30 minutes. We could do a 15-minute stand-up set on We're Close, right? Mm-hmm. I understand that that's going to be the easy part to hit. And look, we'll get there too. But I want to kind of focus on, hey, we got these penalties and these small things, which first and foremost, D'Amico Ryan stood up at I don't know if that specific dais, but at a dais, saying like, we got to get these things cleaned up.
We're going to get these things cleaned up
a number of times. And here we are 3 weeks in. After next week, it'll be a quarter of the way through the season, right? So we're pretty deep into the season at this point, still making rudimentary mistakes. Mm-hmm. But then also, can I interest you in this nugget? Did you look across the field at who the Texans were playing against, John Lopez?
Yeah, I did recognize.
Did they look like a clean operation?
They were awful.
Like, the Jaguars did everything as much as they could to give this thing back to you. In fact, let me make sure that
they had
this right.
They had penalties. They had bad execution.
All right, so the Texans had seven penalties for 66 yards. Mm-hmm. Not advisable. The Jacksonville Jaguars had 9 penalties for 70 yards, right? Mm-hmm. The Jacksonville Jaguars had a possession where they had 3 straight drops in the third quarter. When you talk about doing bad, you out-batted a bad team out there on that field. Like, the reason why the difference in this game was that you decided you were going to give up a touchdown so you give your offense a little bit more time to go and try and get it back, and then you ultimately end up with an interception. I am so frustrated because all the little things that you're supposed to be able to fix, even in this instance, you did them again, which, one, is atrocious in and of itself, but then you did them to a larger degree than a team over there that is trying to get themselves out of the hole that they've been in under their previous head coach, Doug Peterson. Like, you were supposed to be an ascending team, and yet you were out here playing in the mud with the pigs.
Yeah, and you know, look, all these things are just awful from the Texans. But, you know, and Vandermeer is right. No matter when you're 0-3, no matter what you say, it's not going to come across sounding, you know, a positive or reasonable or anything. All right, so let's forget what people are talking about, what people said after this game. How about 29th in total offense? How about last in scoring? How about last in red zone percentage? 23rd in sacks allowed. 26th in passer rating. Dead last in offensive line performance according to PFF. All the sacks, the hits, the pressures. Forget about what people said after the game. What do the numbers tell you after the game? This is a team that is really, really, look at those numbers. They're last. They are 0-4 in the red zone. The thing that's alarming about that number, I mean, that's that.
It's not the 0, it's the 4. That's the
4.
Through 3 games.
3 games. They've been in the red zone 4 times.
And look, you might say, we were doing the thing where, again, I understand it's the hometown team, it is your team, and you never want to look your child in the face and go, oh, no, you're the problem, right? Like, nobody wants to. I'm guessing John Lopez, I'm preaching to the choir here, right? Yeah. I'm sure that you had some. Well, I don't know. You had good kids. But I don't know. I'm sure. I know my mama had a couple of times.
Everybody has issues.
Where she got a report card back. And, you know, you want to be like, all right, well, what is the teacher doing? Yeah. What's the other instances? And at some point, you got to look up and be like, wait, no, what did you do?
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, this is, I mean.
But see what I'm saying? Like, okay, even if you just eliminate the eye roll that is We're Close, just eliminate, act like it never happened. What are we seeing on the field? What are the numbers telling us? What are the grades telling us? You're rotating guards. You're rotating guards on a team that said, hey, we need to be together. We need to be one unit, 5 fingers in a glove. You know, the more they play together, the better they are. And you're like, screw it. Let's just rotate the guards, including one of the guys that couldn't see the field.
Here's D'Amico on the rotation at left guard.
Yeah, we wanted to get juice. We wanted to get juice in a little bit there for Lakin. Just wanted to roll those guys, see how that's going. So that we wanted to roll those guys. That was our plan going into the week.
That was the plan going into the week.
Hey, was that a clip from preseason?
No. But here's the thing, though, right?
For all Bleep the folks, it, let's try this.
For all the folks who were like, hey, man, Juice Scruggs, why is he on the team if he can't get on the field? Mm-hmm. I don't even think this is like, oh, well, we believe so highly in Juice that we were.
Bleep it.
It's searching for answers.
Yeah.
And that's because Lakin has been so bad there, which circles back to the idea that you willingly came out of an offseason where you needed to make sure that your offensive line was better.
Mm-hmm.
And you decided, this is enough.
Yeah.
Understanding that once you get into the season, ain't no fixing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, there's a lot of indictments all through. There's a lot of things through this game that you can go, that's a fireable offense. Mm-hmm. That's a fireable offense. I know it's, and let me stop. I am not saying that I'm calling for anybody's job right now, but if you were so inclined, because this is the thing when it comes to firing anybody in the world of sports at the very least, and honestly, we are seeing more and more mm-hmm. in all different lines of work, the most important thing or factor in whether or not somebody will get fired is want to.
Yeah.
And so, because there's always something that you can hang it on. But yes, like, I don't think that you want to. Somebody ultimately said, what has D'Amico Ryans done to show he should continue? I don't think we can ignore the previous seasons and understanding where this Texas team had been prior. However, there were a lot of things that were unbecoming of a coach that we view of his caliber, of a general manager that we typically view, Nick Caserio of his caliber, and really of the entirety of the staff and also players. Like, this was an embarrassment in front of, say it with me, the hoes.
Yeah. And even the allowing them to score, which I don't know where you fall on this. I think they did allow them to score, obviously.
Yeah, this one felt a lot more obvious than what we were trying to Zapruder film with last week.
But even that, I was texting with Indy Kalu because we were talking about it with Indy last Thursday. As it was happening, he goes, yeah, that's what they did, I think. And I'm like, yeah, probably. But my answer was, with this offense?
Yeah.
With this offense, you're allowing them to score?
See, that's the other thing. We kind of understood what Tampa Bay was doing last week, because their offense was kind of rolling and the defense didn't really have an answer for the run game, all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't really D'Amico. That confident. Yeah, that's I wasn't D'Amico. That confident.
Yeah,
I actually didn't hate that decision.
With this offense.
Yeah, but here's the thing. With the way that they had gotten to the Jags had gotten into the red zone there, I think also with this defense, I wasn't certain that you were going to keep him out of the end zone, mm-hmm. which is really frustrating, considering all things considered. But then also, and look, they had the opportunity to run the clock down pretty far in that, and you would still have to then trust this offense to go down the field. That I understand where you go, give them a maximum amount of a time, because they have been, gosh, this is such a harsh word, they have been remedial,
mm-hmm.
and so we need to give them the most opportunity to go and do something.
Yeah.
Like, I do understand that thought process, which really, really, that might be, in fact, there's going to be a number of indictments. We might need to get an indictment bell. That is one of the indictments on this team at this juncture.
Well, and that's, you know, this is not, you know, after the fact. As it was happening, I was texting with Andy, and before the Texans even, got the ball on the kickoff. With this offense, you're making that call. And by the way, while we're speaking of D'Amico, tackling, swarm. Yeah, swarm all you want. Use your damn arms. Take them down.
Yeah, that was I was making note of, like, the plays that were big time game changers in
Trevor Lawrence pulled a Baker Mayfield.
There's that. There is a big there's a big 3rd and 24
mm-hmm.
In the third quarter with Brenton Strange, who I think I might have mentioned his name last week. I hope I did, because he was – we thought about the guys, Brian Thomas Jr. We thought about Travis Hunter. Those are the big names. The dudes that they have really been utilizing early
Parker
on the
Washington.
Season, mm-hmm. Parker Washington, Diami Brown, Brenton Strange. All those names got called in this game yesterday.
Yeah.
One of those, Brent Strange, the tight end, was bouncing off dudes on a 3rd and 24 and got you significantly closer, in part because you have Azeez Al-Shaair, hello Joker, mm-hmm. out here trying to express physicality and trying to use his forearms to shove that man and push him backwards instead of wrapping him up.
Yeah.
And he bounces off, gets them into a range where they get a 52-yard field goal that they ultimately knock down. That's 3 points in a 17-10 game that you really could have used, mm-hmm. if you got that stop, because you had pinned them so far back earlier with run stops and with the tackle for loss early on. Like, you had done the work on the front end and you gave it all back in the way that you've done time and time again through the first 3 weeks of the season. That, again, points to the idea that this is a bad football team.
Right. And one more thing that I think is very important, and it does speak to, again, we're not like, oh, fire this, fire that. We're getting there, but we're not there yet. But all last week, the week before, D'Amico Ryans was talking about the operation, you know, being crisp in and out of the huddle, tackling, being, you know, all the little things. And in a roundabout way, and maybe not even that roundabout, Reggie, that's putting it on the players. Hey, it's the operation. Hey, they need to be better at this. They need to be better at that. They need to be better at that. After 2 weeks of working on that, it ain't the players. Because D'Amico said, we're going to fix this. We're going to work on this, whether it's the offensive coaches or the defensive coaches or whatever. It's the operation. They need to do this better and this better. You know, better protection. We're close. How about, you know, better tackling? We're going to work on the tackling. They worked on the tackling, presumably, for 2 weeks.
Oh, they did. Remember, we talked about Steven Adegoke out there at the full jersey, and we got the safeties out here tackling, not pads, dudes.
So at some point, when you're saying it's the operation, and you're indicating that it's the players, it's not the players after 2 weeks,
and here's
the coaches.
Here's the thing, though. The tackling was better in the first half, and they came out in the second half, and just like the Jags had that period in, I think, late in the third quarter where they were dropping the football, the Texans had three straight plays of missed tackles and leaky yardage. And so it's like they came out of half, and they got some level of instruction, and then the previous instruction got taken out. When you got a VHS tape, you're like, I got to record this. I got to record over something. We recorded over the, hey, make sure that you wrap up portion of the program. No, and then the
offensive side.
You're right. There's the players, but it's not just the players. It's not just.
It's
that's,
not.
And this is why everybody balks so much at the idea that we're close, because it's a whole bunch of little things. Mm-hmm. We've all had the to-do list where it's like, I don't got much to do. I just got to sweep the floor and clean the dishes and do the laundry and fix and clean the gutters. And it's like you get to doing that on a Saturday and you look up and it's 8 p.m. because it's a whole bunch of little things that add up to a big thing. And that's what's happening with this Texas team right now. It's just a little bit of tackling and pass protection and catching the football and getting up to the line on time and getting the play called.
And the coaches yelling at each other on the sideline, or at least one of them.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll ask who had the worst weekend between the Texans and the Astros. But I also wanted to ask, was this a big thing? Was this a thing when you see the picture of D'Amico Ryans yelling on the sideline? Or is this just a thing that we're going to make into something? We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.